federal agents. Federal agents, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. Many alleys in San Francisco's Chinatown, there is a quaint old Mandarin restaurant. This one, however, differs from the others in a peculiar respect. It's closed to ordinary street business. Invitation is by membership card only. The government has had it under surveillance for a long time under suspicion of being the headquarters of the opium traffic for the Bay and Coast region. Directly across the street, in a vacant building, the Federals sit quietly watching day and night.
Oh, I wouldn't mind if I could see into that upstairs floor, but they never adjust those blinds so I can see in. Hey, there's one for you, Brady. Follow him.
That Chinese in the snap brim hat?
Yeah. And don't get into any jams now. And if you do... that rookie doesn't know the meaning of the word caution. Good thing I sent him off on a dud.
Oh, number one is very wise.
Yeah, very wise.
Indeed, we are already being followed.
And by only one officer and a boy?
We will treat him as a boy, then. I will lead him to the lost entrance alone.
And as he follows you, I will, in turn, follow him.
Yes, do not make mistakes. We part here. Wait in this doorway until we are both out of sight.
Other one's gone now. Now, I'll follow this baby, then. Looks like a bum bet to me. If he was guilty, he should turn around at least once in a while. Ah, there he goes into that doorway, huh? Slippery as a needle. Well, I'll just slip in myself. Yeah. Dark in here. Better take it easy until my eyes get adjusted. I wonder if I should take a chance on my flashlight.
Oh. I have. Overcome him.
Good work.
Assistance with body, please. Where do we take it?
You fool. You did not kill him?
Not sure.
Number one will be displeased if we cause a disappearance without first procuring information. Let us take him to lookout room of restaurant. Maybe not dead yet.
Where in the thunder am I?
Oh. So you decided to come too, huh?
Who are you?
Me, I'm Santa Claus. And I already know what you are.
That's convenient. Oh. Who am I?
You're a government flatfoot, that's what. Yana, don't do no good reaching for your gun.
Yeah. See, it's been removed.
A Chinese boy took care of that.
Say, look, partner.
Don't call me partner, see? I hate bulls.
Oh, put the gun away. I couldn't jump you if I had to. I wanted to ask you... Where am I?
What do you care where you are?
Plenty. I'm interested in my location at all times.
So is the number one.
Ah, number one, huh? I'd like to meet him.
You have that pleasure now?
Oh, there you are. Peek-a-boo.
This is no time for levity.
Well, what is the time, anyway?
To you, it will be eternal unless you comply with my very simple request.
Oh, sure. At your service, number one.
I see we both know each other. And the same fool supplied both information.
I didn't tell him nothing, honest.
Silence, pig. Now, Brady, here is paper and pencil.
Gee, thanks.
You will suffer peculiar torture if the sheet is not filled out with interesting revelations.
You mean you want to know how many men you have on your tail, where the men are, how many we suspect, and stuff like that?
Exactly.
Oh, well, you will have to tell me about your secrets first.
The American sense of humor is very unwholesome to me. I give you exactly 1 hour. After that interval, I shall kill you if you have wasted your hour.
Think you'll kill me?
Kill you? He'll do everything, including that.
I suppose you've got a chamber of horrors for that purpose.
If I was you, I'd get busy. He ain't playing games.
Yeah, and who am I to give my life for a silly Secret Service? Listen, you mind lifting that blind a little bit?
Now, can't you see to write?
Well, not quite.
Okay. How's that?
Oh, haven't you got a light in this room?
Sure, but we don't turn it on. Even if you have to write in the dark, we don't. Anyway, you got a light now.
Well, take that left blind up, too, please.
Any whim to a dying man. Yeah, how's that?
Fine. Hey, it's too good. There's on my paper. You mind putting down that center one a bit?
Hey, don't get wise with me, wise guy.
I help it if my eyes are bad. Now, look, Punch Dunk. Look. If I don't get good service to write this paper, old Chop Suey is going to be mad at you. That's better. A little lower still.
All right.
Thanks.
Listen, if you think that someone can see in when I get the shade at a certain angle, you're crazy. That's what these things is for.
Don't be silly. Stop talking. I've got an hour to write. That ought to be time enough, huh?
Better be.
In the darkening alleys of Chinatown, lights begin to twinkle on. But soon something goes wrong in the city's electrical plant. The lights along a certain Wong T alley suddenly go out.
Hello? Service department? Yes. I call again, stupid cow. This is 32 1/2 Wong T alley. We sit with only candles for light. I shall sue the company unless I have immediate service. Someone will come right away? Yes. Good. I wait with patience. Who is it?
It's me. I got the copper here.
Muji, let him in.
But, Master, the officer will see where we hide drugs.
Indeed. But will he live to tell? Let him in.
Yes.
Gosh. Get all the opium and stuff.
Slide it. Until you are spoken to.
It will be unfortunate if the paper is there.
Oh, I wrote on it. Here.
It is unfortunate for you in any case, however. Dear Chop Suey, foolish beginning, Brady. How are you? I am fine, although I hate being in the presence of a rattlesnake without my gun. Very interesting, policeman. I am a man of honor. You shall die.
What else would have happened to me?
A faster death. Now you shall know excruciating torture. Visitors. Look through the shaft, Guji.
Wait. Two men, Master. Dressed in overalls.
Oh, the electricians.
Shall I admit them now, or have them wait until we finish with this fight pig?
Go to the entry and hold them there for a few moments. Brady, you are in great luck. I haven't time to personally amuse myself with your death, so you will die more suddenly. Let us see now. Tahoe! Jim Lee! Take this man and securely fasten him in the jade room. Then take some copper wire and bind his feet and hands in it.
And electrocution?
Yes.
Oh, now listen, number one. Can't I go along on that job? They might not ground him, and if they don't, he'll only get 110 instead of 220 volts.
Sure. Let him help. Chop Suey, old stick.
Indeed, Brady, it is a good idea. I admire your courage, but you are a fool.
You're a fool to mess around with my death.
I think not. Can you enjoy a bit of whimsy? A little joke?
Yeah, shoot.
The electricians are coming to repair the lights. But is it not amusing to know that you will be electrocuted in the same repair that gives me light? Take the wretch away.
You won't get away with this, Chop Suey.
You. Tell Woogie to admit the electricians now. Hurry, pigs. Get that last case out of here. And lock yourself in the basement with it. Make no sound. Is electric?
Yeah, it is electric. What's the matter? Did you try to gyp the city out of a few ampere hours?
No, sir. No gyp sitter. Lights go out in humble restaurant. You fix it, Harry?
Yeah, sure. We'll fix it in a hurry. Come on with them tools, Jack.
Okay.
You better set them down here, I guess. And we'll start tracing the conduit here.
Do I hear noises on the roof?
Yeah, we got a line crew up on the top of the building. I guess the whole joint must have burned out at once.
Yeah, the whole district went to fluey.
Is it customary for a line man to have such nice fingernails? Stand where you are, both of you. You are covered by my very excellent automatic.
Oh. How do you like this very excellent Stilson wrench in the jaw?
Good work. I thought Woogie quiet for a while, too.
Now, let him in, Jack. And shoot anybody that blocks your way to the door. Oh, Brady. Brady, where are you? Brady! Oh! Turn the joint inside out, boys. Brady's still alive.
Hey, don't shoot, boss. Don't shoot. I ain't done nothing.
Thank heavens. All right, boys. Take that gorilla down to the main room. The rest of the boys ought to have quite a crowd down there by now. Say, listen, Brady. How in thunder did you expect anyone to read those wigwag signals with the blinds?
You seem to have understood them all right.
For our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents.